The desert air in the Coconino National Forest carries a specific kind of silence that most city dwellers find unsettling. It is a vast, indifferent expanse where the wind whistles through ponderous pines and the dirt tracks lead to places where cellular signals simply cease to exist. On a late summer evening in 2023, that silence was broken by the sound of a struggle that the landscape would eventually swallow, leaving only a trail of forensic breadcrumbs for us to follow. We arrived at the campsite while the embers of a fire were still radiating a dying heat, the smell of wood smoke mixing with the metallic tang of something far more sinister. The tent stood lopsided against the backdrop of the San Francisco peaks, its fabric fluttering in a light breeze, as if trying to signal for help that was already too late to arrive. My boots crunched on the volcanic soil as I approached the perimeter, noting the scattered remains of a trip that was supposed to be a reprieve from the grind of daily life. There was a folding chair overturned and a cooler left open, its ice long melted into a lukewarm puddle that reflected the harsh beam of my flashlight. In the center of this domestic scene lay the reason for the heavy presence of yellow tape, now stretching between the trees. The victim was positioned near the edge of the clearing, his body a stark contrast to the natural beauty of the Arizona high country. I knelt down to begin the grim process of documentation, looking at the man whose life had ended in a place he likely considered a sanctuary. This was the final campsite for Stephen Bengel. The reconstruction of the events leading to that mountain clearing required a meticulous deep dive into the lives of three friends who had set out from the valley with expectations of a weekend getaway. Stephen Bengel was known as a man who found his peace in the outdoors, often organizing these excursions to escape the heat of the Phoenix suburbs. He was joined on this particular trip by Pedro Quinones and another associate, forming a trio that had shared history, but, as we would soon discover, simmering tensions. We began by tracing their movements from the moment they loaded the truck, using digital footprints and receipts to build a chronological map of their final hours together. They had stopped for supplies in Flagstaff, appearing on surveillance footage as typical campers buying ice, fuel, and snacks. There was no outward sign of the violence that was brewing beneath the surface as they laughed and joked near the checkout counter. The drive up the Forest Service roads took them deep into the backcountry, away from witnesses and the watchful eyes of the park rangers. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the group established their camp and began the ritual of a woodland evening. Forensic analysis of the site suggested that the atmosphere shifted rapidly as alcohol and old grievances began to mix in the thin mountain air. We found evidence of a verbal altercation that had escalated, leaving physical marks on the surroundings that told a story of a friendship fracturing in real time. The struggle moved from the campfire toward the edge of the woods, where the terrain became more rugged and unforgiving. Physical evidence collected at the scene indicated that the confrontation became one-sided very quickly. Stephen was caught off guard in a location where escape was hampered by the darkness and the dense undergrowth of the forest floor. We documented the defensive wounds and the trajectory of the assault, noting how the aggressor had utilized the environment to their advantage. The timeline we established showed a window of less than an hour between the last peaceful interaction and the moment the fatal blow was delivered. Every piece of physical evidence pointed toward a sudden, explosive burst of rage that left no room for negotiation or retreat. We spent days combing through the debris of the camp, recovering personal items that painted a picture of a man who never saw the betrayal coming. The most chilling aspects of the case were not found in the dirt, but within the digital and forensic evidence that recorded the aftermath of the violence. When we took Pedro Quinones into custody, we recovered a mobile device that provided a haunting window into the hours following Stephen's death. Digital forensics revealed a series of searches and messages that showed a calculated attempt to distance himself from the crime he had just committed. We found location data that tracked his movements as he fled the campsite, navigating the labyrinth of forest roads in total darkness. The technical data showed a erratic path, suggesting a person gripped by panic but still focused on self-preservation above all else. Back at the crime lab, the forensic team worked on the physical evidence recovered from Quinones' clothing and vehicle, they found biological traces that created an unbreakable link between the suspect and the victim at the moment of the struggle. The DNA profile was a perfect match, providing the scientific certainty needed to anchor the investigation in facts rather than speculation. We also analyzed the communications between the survivors of the trip, uncovering a narrative of intimidation and confusion. Quinones had attempted to manipulate the story, crafting a version of events that painted the death as an accident or the result of an outside intruder. However, the blood spatter patterns and the placement of the physical evidence told a much different story. The physics of the scene did not lie. They showed a deliberate act of aggression that required intent and significant force. We utilized 3D mapping technology to recreate the campsite in a digital environment, allowing us to test the suspect's claims against the reality of the terrain. Every simulation showed that his account was physically impossible given the constraints of the campsite's layout. The evidence from the murder tape, the metaphorical recording of his actions through forensic traces, left no doubt about who held the weapon. We meticulously logged every data point, from the cellular tower pings to the chemical composition of the soil found on the suspect's boots. This technical foundation became the backbone of the case, stripping away the emotions and leaving only the cold, hard reality of the crime. The legal proceedings followed the weight of the evidence we had gathered in the Arizona wilderness. Pedro Quinones was formally charged with the murder of Stephen Bengel, facing a judicial system that had little patience for the shifting narratives he attempted to present. During the trial, the prosecution laid out the chronological reconstruction we had developed, showing the jury the clear path from the Flagstaff convenience store to the blood-stained soil of the Coconino National Forest. The witnesses described a man who had allowed jealousy and resentment to fester until it manifested as a lethal act of betrayal against a friend. We sat in the gallery as the forensic experts testified to the DNA matches and the digital tracking data that placed Quinones at the exact location of the murder. The defense tried to argue a lack of premeditation, but the sheer brutality of the assault and the subsequent efforts to cover up the crime spoke to a darker motivation. In late 2024, the jury returned a verdict of guilty, finding that the evidence left no reasonable doubt regarding his culpability. The sentencing phase brought the gravity of the loss into sharp focus, as the Bengel family spoke of a man whose passion for life and the outdoors had been cruelly extinguished. The judge noted the cold nature of the crime, highlighting the fact that Quinones had left his friend to die in the dirt while he focused on his own escape. Pedro Quinones was sentenced to a significant term of imprisonment, ensuring that he would spend the coming decades reflecting on the choices made in the heat of that mountain night. The case file was finally closed, but the memory of the campsite remained etched in our minds as a reminder of how quickly a sanctuary can become a tomb. Stephen Bengel's name was added to the long list of those whose lives were cut short by the very people they trusted most. The high country of Arizona continues to draw thousands of campers every year, most seeking the same peace that Stephen sought. However, for those of us who walked that perimeter and processed that soil, the wind through the pines will always carry a different, more somber tone. The investigation proved that even in the most remote corners of the world, the truth has a way of rising to the surface through the careful application of forensic science and unwavering persistence.